Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined now, though, by our good friend and Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. Happy Monday morning, Ed. How are you today?
I'm just fine and dandy, fellas. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us. The first question, what's it going to look like over the next 24, 48 hours? I've seen guys posting on social media already that they're either back in town or at Heinz Field. I know they've got to get tested twice negative, at least 24 hours apart before they can get into the building. And then I imagine camp will start from there. But just your impressions of how this is going to look for the next few days.
Well, testing, basically, Chris. They're not going to be doing a whole heck of a lot. And won't put pads on to the middle of August. You know, I think August 17th is that date. So, you know, we've all been talking about training camps opening July 28th. It really isn't. I mean, there's not there's going to be very little going on. And then once they do test positive, you know, the union wanted this and the management agreed to it, to a ramp-up period where these guys work out, basically, before they start, you know, really going into some training camp-like practices.
Ed, how is the NFL, that college, any kind of football at any level, resolve the obvious contradiction here of maintaining social distance? When you play football, there is no social distancing.
No, there isn't. And I don't get the whole idea of why they're supposed to social distance after practice. But there's so many rules they put into place, Jim. And you know, you've seen the ones for the media. Those are kind of, I don't want to call them ridiculous because they're with the eye of safety, but I don't even know how you cover something like that. But anyway, football's a different animal. I've been saying that all along, that this is going to be the most difficult sport. Because, you know, because there's so many people, and those so many people are constantly on top of each other.
Well, yeah, and I've read interesting things, Ed. Like, for example, the Rams at their facility have this huge, almost a football field length tent that they'll be using for team meetings, so that guys have enough space between each other, and it's outside, and the airflow, and all that, so that Sean McVay can still get in front of his team and talk to them face to face somewhat. Do the Steelers have enough space to do everything that they want to do and also remain compliant, I guess, with what the guidelines are at Heinz Field?
Yeah, because there's like four locker rooms over there for one thing. So they can spread them out in that. There will be 90 players to start out. Last thing I saw, they were going to reduce it to 80 by August 16th, maybe. I think that may have been the date. Yeah, August 16th. So here's what I don't get is if they're all testing negative, and I know these things aren't precise, but you're giving them two tests, what's the fear? They're on top of each other in practice. They've all tested negative. You know, when we social distance as regular citizens here, we don't know that the guy – next to us or 6 feet away or wherever we are has it or doesn't have it. But these guys are all tested negative. I don't know. It's all in the, you know, all in the guise of safety, but sooner or later, they've got to be clashing on that field. I don't care how much distancing they do leading up to that. You know, practices and then the games. They have to, you know, they have to all come together.
Well, and we've seen this lengthy list of rules and do's, and well, I guess there aren't many do's on it, but there are don'ts on it. Do you expect the boys to behave and follow all these regulations?
No, of course not. You know, we're seeing in basketball already with a smaller number that they're not. So, no, I don't expect them all to behave. There's 53, 16-man practice squad. That brings us up to 70. If you think you can get 70 people together, and, I mean, look at the who was that player who his entire team knelt for the national anthem, and he stood up. And you know, you're never going to get everybody to agree to do everything, even the dangerous stuff. I mean, look at society. You know, we're having a problem here now in Allegheny County because when they went to the green phase, everybody piled into the bars, thinking, "Yoo-hoo, it's over."
Steelers insider Ed Bouchette of The Athletic with us here on the Fan Morning Show. So let's. I guess we're talking about training camp. You made a good point, Ed. Training camp starting on July 28th, which is tomorrow. But it's not really training camp starting. It's just guys reporting and getting tested. And then eventually we'll have actual practices, although in shorts, and then eventually shells, and then eventually pads by the middle of August. We have no preseason games. So if everything's being pushed back like this, does it – what's your gut feeling on whether we still actually kick off the season in Kansas City on September 10th and for the Steelers in particular in New Jersey on the night of Monday, September 14th?
You know, I've always said, I've said all along, as you guys know, I can't see them pulling this off. But I can see them starting now because there's going to be players who test and players who opt out and this and that. They're just going to say, just quote Mike Tomlin, next man up. And that's what we're going to see until, you know, half a team gets it. Then field a game, and you're going to see a game canceled here or postponed there. And I think that's where they're going to run into trouble.
Ed, we were talking about this earlier, that, you know, they're offering up the stipend for the opt-out and all that. But all along here, the NFL has been able to sit back to some degree and watch how other sports handle things and how things are shaking out with the other three, you know, major team sports in North America. And so would you expect players maybe even to opt out, you know, not take that stipend initially, but kind of see how things go, and if things don't seem to be going well in other sports, that they would opt out? Or do you think that if things don't go well in other sports, that then the NFL will do what you kind of just talked about, which is kind of push, you know, hold off a little bit, maybe cancel some games at the beginning?
Yeah, I think there's all kinds of scenarios, Jim. But the opt-out thing, once you opt in, it's August 3rd. It's next Monday you have to decide whether you want to take that $150,000 stipend, or if you're sick, I guess $350,000 you could take. And if once you take it, you can't go back to that team. Or, you know, just gut it out and go. I think if you don't take the, if you opt in, then you're in it. You know, why wait till August 10th then to say, and I don't like how things are going, unless it gets real bad and then everything's going to collapse. But, you know, it's like a game show. It's like that wall. You want the 150. If you're the, you know, you're that tight end they just signed, Dax. You want to take 150 up front, or do you want to gamble that you can, you know, the long shot that you can make the team? It's very interesting because, you know, a lot of these guys dream of playing in the NFL. It's almost like they have to pay $150,000 to pursue their dream, because that's what they'd get if they decide, I'm done.
Nice game show reference there, Ed. Better Price is Right game. Cliffhanger with the yodeling guy going up the side of the mountain, or Plinko?
Oh, I like Plinko. You never knew where that was going.
Who doesn't love Plinko? Before I let you run, Ed, we saw Jamal Adams get traded to Seattle over the weekend, and the haul was impressive, especially for a guy who clearly stated he did not want to be with the Jets anymore. When we look back over big trades from the last, say, 16 months or so in the NFL, not even, I guess 12 months or so, we see defensive backs in Jalen Ramsey, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Jamal Adams all being traded. But Minkah's the only one who was traded for a single pick. I know at the time you weren't a fan of it, and we argued about it, but in retrospect, does it now look like an absolute steal, especially as compared to the Ramsey and Adams deals?
Yeah, when I didn't like it, it was a knee-jerk reaction, Chris, because I've covered this team long enough, never saw him give away a first-round pick like that. Mm-hmm. When I say give away, I think it was a good trade. Yeah, I'd be foolish to say it wasn't. Now, with Seattle giving up two first-round picks, and you know what? Years ago, safeties were like considered the weak link of the defense. I mean, there weren't very many even going into the Hall of Fame. Look how long it took Donnie Shell to get in, because it was just considered, and Shell was different. He was the strong safety, but just center fielders just sitting back there and waiting for an overthrow and intercepting it. It baffles me a little bit that you'd give up two first-round picks. Now, what are those first-round picks going to be? Seattle going to be good, so you'd figure later in the round. And is college football going to play this year? You know, that's really going to make next year's draft interesting. So maybe they figured they'd take a bird in hand.
Good point. Our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, always with good points. We appreciate the time early this morning. Ed, stay safe, pardon me, be healthy, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, fellas. Good to be with you.
Yep, absolutely. Ed Bouchette.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.